This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Milky Monday, brought to you by Clarifly Larvicide, where you get more than just a fly control product. You get more expertise and control to prevent the emergence of flies from the manure of treated cattle. Contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com to learn more. Lee Melky's guest this week, Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter. Lee?
Matt, the highlights or lowlights of last week included the February dairy products report, another dip in the global dairy trade auction of 1%, but U.S. dairy exports look good for February, except on the powders.
I definitely think that as you look at the fundamental data coming through, it ends up being a bit of a mixed bag. Well, let's start with the good. Cheese exports and butter exports are soaring, in large part because the cheapest dairy in the world is actually in the U.S. And as a result, international customers are calling suppliers in the USA, sometimes for the first time, to secure product. Meanwhile, in Europe, milk production is really slow. Growth is actually negative. The supplies have contracted. And with the invasion of Ukraine causing disruptions for grains and also fertilizers, our biggest competitor in the world, Europe, remains quite subdued. And as a result of that, they're unable to supply those international customers, and they're coming to the U.S. So that's good news for the American dairy farmer, because as international customers buy more, their prices will go up. On the other hand, there was some kind of bad news, whether that's the milk powder number that you reference or milk powder exports have slowed, or it's the dairy products report where we're seeing surprisingly strong production levels. And I guess that's a little bit of the yin and yang of this market, where you have certainly some price supportive things and some others not so much.
Well, the other concern that I have, Matt, is in the U.S. would probably be exporting even more if it weren't for the port congestion. You have said that it has improved, but apparently USDA is still reporting port congestion and a shortage of labor and truck drivers.
Yeah, for the last year and a half or so, those ports have been particularly challenging, and pretty well every dairy company has lost orders because of the delays. However, and I don't know if you call this good or bad, the ports appear to be improving in large part because of the shutdowns in China and the lack of manufacturing occurring and ships coming from China to the U.S. So whether the improvement is temporary or long-term remains to be seen, but I guess that it's a little bit of a temporary relief, which gets to your point, you know, we're not out of the woods yet.
Matt Gould, editor and market analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter in Batavia, New York.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
If you were allowed to have one thing, and only one thing on this earth, what would it be? Would it be a car, plane, yacht, or a giant cruise ship?
That list sounds pretty enticing, but all those things would seem pretty empty without any people to enjoy them with.
Knowing what is most important for you will help you make sure you are making time in your schedule for what is most important.
Living with a desire to understand what is important to others will help us give more meaningful gifts.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
So far in 2022, rising food prices at the grocery store are rising faster than analysts had expected.
So in the first 2 months of the year, we're already closing on a typical year's level of inflation.
USDA food tracker Matt McLaughlin now raising his estimates of food prices for this year.
We're expecting prices to increase between 4.5 and 5.5%. Across the board, we're seeing price increases.
Compared to this time last year, dairy prices are up nearly 5%. There are efforts, though, to keep a lid on food price hikes. Jerome Powell is chair of the Federal Reserve.
At the Federal Reserve, we are strongly committed to achieving the monetary policy goals, maximum employment, and price stability.
Meanwhile, expect food prices at the grocery store to continue to go up. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.